And we've been hearing a lot about science-themed products for girls. Lego's new female scientist minifigures, they sold out. Land's End's line of girls' science shirts. Now, 220-something University of Illinois engineers are hoping to give Mattel's Barbie and American Girl dolls some competition. Jana Eves, a rising senior, and graduate Supriya Hobbs recently founded Miss Possible, which creates dolls representing role models. Nobel Prize-winning scientist Marie Curie, aviator Bessie Coleman, and computer programmer Ada Lovelace. They raised more than $85,000 on the crowdfunding site Indiegogo to get this company off the ground. The first doll comes out in January. Supriya Hobbs, again, one of Miss Possible's creators, joins us from the studios of WFYI in Indianapolis. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And we understand there's one organizing principle behind this. It's a slogan that you heard from somebody else.
Yeah, it's the big thing that we're trying to rectify, I guess, is that they say you can't be what you can't see, and we want girls to see everything.
You can't be what you can't see. Tell me more.
I guess I first heard this watching a documentary called Misrepresentation that's about how women are portrayed in the media. And what she really emphasizes, and you know, something that research has shown, is it's very hard to imagine yourself in those roles if you can't see somebody like that. So a lot of times girls aren't able to see aspirational role models in the media that look like them, that are women, that are, you know, people of color. And that's really what we're trying to offer with our dolls.
Well, there's a lot of talk lately about how you see photographs of people who work, let's say, at Apple, and it's line after line of guys. So let's talk a little more about your goal, but also a question. I mean, didn't Barbie have careers?
Barbie had a lot of careers. I think what we really bring to the table is the stories of real women. So rather than trying to represent all doctors in the entire world as this one caricature, we're not claiming to do that. Instead, we're representing one woman in particular.
And by that, you mean a woman who actually lived. Take Madame Curie, the Nobel Prize-winning chemist and physicist. But is that aiming – that's aiming kind of high.
Yeah. We want them to go for the biggest thing they can possibly imagine.
And are these the women as children?
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to portray these women as approximately 10 years old. And this was really important to us to maintain relatability. So, you know, even as a 22-year-old, I can look at Marie Curie and it's exceptionally hard to imagine myself in her place. And now imagine reading that story as a 10-year-old and thinking, you know, it's not even relatable. But once you start looking at these figures and you start remembering that, hey, you know, I may be young, but Marie Curie was also young at one point. She was able to go on to do some pretty incredible things, and that's something that's an option for me as well.
And there are some apps that come with the dolls?
Yeah. So, for example, Marie Curie is our first doll, and on the app, you'll learn her life story, but then she will also, on the screen, guide kids through hands-on chemistry and physics activities that they can do with materials they find around the house or are really accessible in a grocery store. And we're trying to make these fields and these women really accessible, and we want kids to have a lot of fun learning, and we think this is a great way to give them skills and confidence in these fields that they might not otherwise consider.
And we're reminded of how important this is. According to statistics from the National Science Foundation, although 58% of 2011's college grads were female, less than 2% of them studied engineering.
I believe the average in engineering schools across the nation is about 18% women, and it's definitely getting better. The trend is going upwards, and I think that's a really positive thing, but I think we still have a ways to go.
Well, and so here you have these dolls as well, but you're an engineer or graduated with a degree in engineering. Do you understand that?
Correct. Yeah. Chemical engineering.
Chemical engineering. What else did you want to get across through these dolls that you've obviously found, you know, so powerful in that field?
Well, when we were coming up with this idea, my co-founder and I started thinking about what had motivated us to study engineering. It's not exactly a default decision for many girls. And we were motivated by this desire to change the world. Then we started thinking, you know, if this aim for having this social impact motivated us to study engineering, that's likely a powerful messaging tool to be able to use to inspire girls to do all sorts of different things. And there are a lot of different ways to change the world. And even though Jana and I elected to study engineering, what we're really trying to do is not channel girls into any one field, but to make sure that they're seeing all of these options that are available to them. Right. Otherwise, they might go through high school without ever seeing a female engineer.
Well, what's next? As we said, you funded your project through Indiegogo, and now your backers get to vote on the next doll. Who's in the lead?
Currently in the lead is Jane Goodall, and she's an incredible role model. It poses a challenge for us because she is still alive. And I think that offers an advantage in terms of her relatability. But from a legal point and from personality rights, we'd have to work with her to get permission to get these dolls out there.
Oh,
but she's in the lead, and we included her on the voting because we got so many requests for her.
Well, you know what? She just wrote a book about, as a little girl, how she was influenced by trees, that trees actually got into her line of work. Call her. I think the little girl that she writes about, I think, would be a fantastic doll. that's Supriya Hobbs, one of the creators of Miss Possible, a line of dolls fashioned after real-life women to hopefully encourage other little girls. Supriya, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.